Good afternoon, 1, 2, 3. The date is October 13th, 1982. This is the beginning of the archives tape for this school year. Thank you and goodbye.
KCPR presents Album Review every Sunday night at 8, the show in which one of the latest albums is tracked in its entirety. Plus, I give away a copy of the album to a completely lucky listener during the show. Hello, I'm the host of the show, and already this quarter I've reviewed these albums, groups such as Roxy Music, Alan Parsons Project, and The Go-Go's. And more new releases are on the way, so stay tuned to KCPR, especially Sunday nights at 8, for Album Review.
Are you having trouble coping with everyday college life? Well, let KCPR's new radio drama teach you good manners.
There's a spot on my roommate's desk. Perfect.
Good eating habits.
That was good.
Auto mechanics. In a dorm room.
Okay, that'll work. Then we can finish the main superstructure between the two beds. This tractor is going to be the ultimate high-performance technology.
But not without romance.
He walked towards me, arms outstretched, holding leaflets. Julie, wake up.
And some friendly advice for new students.
Don't go near the president's house at night.
I don't like college students.
Catch KCPR's new radio drama, No Mother to Guide Them, every Friday night at 10 o'clock right here on 91.
Celebrity voice impersonated.
What's a good station to listen to around here?
Put on KCPR. Forget where they are, though. Well, I remember 91.3.
Pacific Concert.
This is Dr. Peel.
Sunday by request.
I'm Joel Denver.
Yahweh Music.
I'm Joel Block.
The Texaco Metropolitan Opera.
Album Review.
The Sound of the City. KCPR.
This week, Retro Rock presents highlights from two concerts by groups whose lead singers went to have successful careers on their own. Hi, I'm Meg Griffin, hoping that you'll join me for the sounds of Al Kooper, who was with the Blues Project, and the late Mark Bolan with T-Rex.
That's Saturday night at 7:30 on the San Luis Sound, 91 FM.
The Sound of San Luis, KCPR, welcomes all new students to Cal Poly. And to start this school year off right, have we got a treat for you. All during WOW Week, you will have an opportunity to vote for your all-time favorite songs. And this Sunday, September 19th at 7 p.m., we'll count down the top 20. So get your WOW group together, come on by the station, check us out, and place your vote. And remember to tune in this Sunday at 7 p.m. to hear the top songs as voted by the Wowies of 1982, only right here on 91 KCPR.
Hello, KCPR.
Yes, I was wondering if you could tell me about that new show called Secret Life.
Secret Life? What's that?
You know, that new show that's on Friday nights from 6 to 8 p.m. It follows the new trends in music.
Oh, really? Is that that new show with David Norton? Can you tell me more about this Secret Life? Sounds kind of interesting.
There's lots of new music from groups such as The English Beat, The Human League, The Plimsolls, and more.
Well, thanks for letting me know about this Secret Life. I'll have to tune into it. When did you say it was?
Friday nights from 6 to 8 p.m.
Okay, thanks for letting me know. Bye-bye.
She didn't even recognize my voice. I'm David Norton, and you can join me Friday nights from 6 to 8 p.m. for the newest show in town on 91 FM.
We'll be right back with the second side of the Rolling Stones' Still Life after I take a quick break.
I want to remind you that you're listening to KCPR's Album Review and that you are prohibited by law to even touch that record button on your tape deck while our album is tracking in its entirety. If you would like to win a copy of this album, we'll be giving one away at the end of the record. Now, side two of the Rolling Stones' Still Life.
Wait, I forgot to turn it over.
Yellow, this is your Rock and Jock on KXYZ.
Hello, can you please play a request?
A request? Hey, guys, she wants to hear a request.
Well, I never.
That will never happen on KCPR Sunday by Request. Howdy, I'm Quick Draw Quaglia, and every Sunday night I play nothing but request music from 9 to 11:30. Want to be part of it? Then join me this Sunday on Sunday by Request.
KCPR takes you back in time.
It's my party and I cry if I want to, cry if I want to, cry if I want to.
Roll over Beethoven, I gotta hear it again today.
Hot town, summer in the city, back of my neck getting dirty and gritty.
Ron Haynes and the Oldies Show bring back your favorite memory.
Love grows where my rosemary goes, and nobody knows love.
Sweet Mary, I'm coming home now. That's the least I can do.
Seven to nine p.m. The Oldies Show. Don't miss it. In every soul, there is the need to be free. Ron Haynes sold out.
What frequency do we home in on now, guys?
The San Luis Sound, 91 FM.
KCPR, San Luis Obispo, is the San Luis Sound, 91 FM.
The School of Architecture and Environmental Design is having a celebration. It's called EDES Week Celebration, a week of events to unite new and returning students to celebrate the brand new school year. The week starts off on Tuesday with an open house for students and faculty. In conjunction with the EDES Charter Festival, the Impediments Band will play in the Architecture Building on Wednesday evening. Thursday night, a free movie will be shown on the library lawn. And to finish you off, a barbecue will be held in Poly Canyon on Saturday.
We gonna celebrate and have a good time.
The festival starts October 12th. All students are invited. For more information, see the posted flyers.
Yeah!
Every Sunday night at 8, KCPR presents Album Review.
Each week we track an entire album for your listening enjoyment. This Sunday you'll hear the latest from Mike Rutherford's Acting Strange LP.
Rutherford from Genesis is famous for his bass guitar and vocals.
This is his first solo album, and we know you'll like it.
Of course, at the end of each week's featured album, you'll have a chance to call in and win it.
Remember, that's Album Review, Sunday night at 8, right here on KCPR. Don't miss it.
This Friday, ASI Concerts presents Kenny Loggins.
This is it. Make no mistake where you are.
This is it.
In concert at 8:30 in Cal Poly's main gym, tickets in advance, $11.50 and $12.50. General admission and reserve, or $12.50 at the door.
I need a lot, oh my, say,
It's all because your mama don't dance and your daddy don't rock and roll. Well, I bet you wish you could cut me down with those angry eyes.
Must be 18 years or older with a valid ID. No drinks, smokes, or flash photography. Kenny Loggins this Friday, October 22nd. Be there.
You can hear classical music for the common man on KCPR's Pacific Concert every Monday and Tuesday evening. Join your hosts Bob Ashkenazi and Christine Hart for 2 hours of the bitchinest classical music on the Central Coast. That's every Monday and Tuesday night at 5 o'clock on KCPR.
KCPR once again presents Secret Life, a fairly new show involved around new trends in music. A success last quarter, so why not join us this quarter? Yes, that's Secret Life. So join Dave Norton and KCPR this quarter for Secret Life, only on 91 FM.
How would you like to have a great time on Halloween night? Well, on Sunday, October 31st, there is going to be a masquerade ball at the Vets Hall in San Luis Obispo. From 8 p.m. until midnight, you can dance your ghosts and goblins off to the sound of Sneakers. $6 will get you in the door, and that price includes food and spirits. The ball is open to everyone, but you must be 21 with a valid ID to partake in the spirits. That's a masquerade ball, Halloween night at the Vets Hall.
Have you been bitten lately? There seems to be an overabundance of vampires this time of year, sucking the blood out of unwitting victims, and the Tri-County's Blood Bank would like to get some of that blood back. So, the Student Health Advisory Committee and Phi Kappa Psi Fraternity are sponsoring a Halloween blood drive.
Well, why don't you check it and see? The blood will flow this October 29th in the Shumash Auditorium from 9 to 2 and at the Tri-County's Blood Bank from 12 to 6. If you're healthy over 110 pounds and enjoy being needled, then you qualify to help someone in need of a pint themselves.
And your blood donation is your ticket to a vampire's ball at the Vets Hall that same night from 9 to 1:30, featuring live, yes, the Untouchables. The dance is free to blood donors, $2 for non-donors, but you must be over 18 with a valid ID.
Right, you're bloody well right, you got a bloody right to say.
For more information, call 543-9652.
We have a cure for the summertime blues.
But there ain't no cure for the summertime blues.
Oh, yes, there is. Do you love to
bicycle, bicycle, bicycle?
Your answer is,
oh, yeah, all right.
Then you'll want to take note of this. How about taking a 7-day, 350-mile bike trip? Why, you may ask?
Why climb the highest mountain? Why, 35 years ago, fly the Atlantic?
There's also another reason. The American Lung Association is sponsoring the Central Coast area trip, taking place near the end of summer. The Lung Association will provide leadership, the route, campsites, food, and backup vehicle support. You'll bring your own equipment, and you'll have to raise pledges to support lung disease prevention and control programs. Sound interesting? Call the Lung Association at 543-4947. Do it, and later this summer, you just may find yourself agreeing with President Nixon
that this is the greatest week in the history of the world since the creation.
If you're getting ready to buy fresh fish for Din Din, here are some shopping hints scaled to be helpful. If the fish is fresh and has been handled carefully, the flesh will be firm and shiny with unfaded colors. As the fish's freshness fades, the eyes no longer protrude but become sunken and cloudy. If you fry the firm, fresh fish flesh, it's more appealing if the edges aren't curled up and dried. Your dinner guests would also appreciate it if you remove the newspaper wrapping before cooking. This has been a public disservice announcement from the Federal Fresh Fish Firm Flesh Fryers Foundation.
Saturday, November 13th in the UU Plaza. ASI Special Events, in coordination with the program board, presents the Plimsolls with special guest, the King Bees, in a dance concert you can't afford to miss.
Tickets are only $4 for students, $5 general, a dollar more at the show. Tickets are on sale in the UU Ticket Office and Plaza.
Well, all my friends are bopping the blues and it must be going round.
This first time ever UU Plaza dance will start at 10 p.m. following the homecoming football game. Remember, that's the Plimsolls and the King Bees, Saturday, November 13th. Brought to you by ASI Special Events.
Did you scream at Psycho? Ah! Did you jump at Halloween? Did you have to change your pants after Friday the 13th? Then you'll be glad to know that The Shadow has returned to KCPR Sunday nights at 11:30. Join Lamont and Margo as they tangle with evil every week on your radio. You'd be wise to tune in because...
The Shadow knows.
Look, up in the sky. It's a bird. It's a plane.
No, it's a cow chip.
Yuck. Are you practicing for the cow throwing contest?
Yeah, but don't you just throw the chips? I'm getting ready for the 19th annual Farm City Day in the Madonna Plaza on Saturday, November 20th.
Oh, yeah, I've heard about that. It's sponsored by the Cal Poly School of Agriculture and Natural Resources.
There'll be something for everyone, like milk chugging, egg gathering, and three-legged races.
Well, where are they going to find a three-legged cow?
Good question, but this is the place to be if you're interested in propagating trees or making flower corsages.
Wheat or white? But wasn't there a lot of booze there last year?
Well, each of the 22 clubs involved brought their own booth. And again, this year, prizes will be awarded for the best efforts. If your club is interested, call 543-204.
Sounds like Farm City Day has something for everyone.
It's once again time for computer-assisted registration. Beginning November 3rd, you can obtain your very own personalized CAR form at your academic department. Don't wait, though, because the university cashier must receive your completed form and fee by 4 p.m. on November 16th. Of course, you will need to get the winter quarter schedule of classes to complete these forms. Fortunately, El Corral Bookstore will sell these nifty pamphlets starting November 4th. So mark your calendar and be sure to turn in your completed CAR materials to the official car drop box by Tuesday, November 16th. Because if you don't, late registration will not be fun. And don't say we didn't tell you.
It's the annual Turkey Trot, November 18th at 4 p.m. sharp, starting at the Cal Poly Main Gym. Winners in six categories in this 2.3-mile race will receive a free Thanksgiving turkey. Please enter early or at least 30 minutes before the race at the gym. Everyone not winning a turkey will be eligible for a drawing for three additional birds. To find out more, call 546-1366 or drop by the Campus Sports Recreation Office at UU104. Hop on over to the annual Turkey Trot, November 18th at 4 p.m.
Come on board with us for a tour of the world of soundtrack Thursday night from 5 to 7. We'll visit exotic spots like
Gary, Indiana,
and
the street where you live.
We'll
climb every mountain
from
Bali
to
Argentina,
and then we'll be
moving right along in search of good times and good news with
Dr. Doolittle.
And
a fiddler on the roof.
That was known as...
Come along with me, Pamela May, for a musical journey covering the best of soundtrack. Soundtrack from 5 to 7 this Thursday on 91 FM, the San Luis Sound.
Every Thursday and Friday nights, you can hear KCPR's new radio drama, No Mother to Guide Them, a story about some of the students at UPAC, a small college noted for its friendly and helpful cafeteria attendance.
Today's entrees are tuna verde and oven-dried chicken.
Okay.
You put that stuff in the microwave, it'll even be warm.
A friendly and helpful registration computer.
Boy, when I get my hands on that computer, I'll punch it in the reset button.
Another angry student here for my amusement.
Friendly and helpful RAs.
Are you the RA?
He's nodding his head.
How can you tell through all that hair?
Friendly and helpful rival colleges like UCSB.
UCSB? What's that?
The University of Constant Stabbing and Beating.
Tune in Friday nights at 10 o'clock for the continuing saga, No Mother to Guide Them. And due to popular demand, a second showing has been added Thursday nights at 9 o'clock. So if you missed it last Friday at 10, you can hear last week's episode this Thursday at 9 and next week's episode this Friday at 10. Does that make sense? Boy, I hope not.
Okay, where's the fire? Pull it over.
Are you a police officer?
Yeah, I'm a... cop, let me see your license.
I'm sorry I was speeding, officer, but I have to get to KCBR in time for the taping.
Huh?
Of the soap opera.
Did you know your registration sticker is on crooked?
I really have to get there in time. They already killed off one character because he couldn't make it to the tapings.
Can I see your vehicle registration?
Tonight we're taping the final episode. It'll be on the air Friday, December 3rd at 9 in the evening. They're also going to be playing all 7 of the other episodes from this quarter. Great entertainment like...
Captain Dodger Dog to the rescue!
Oof!
It's open!
What do you call that thing you're in?
This is our 40-story cherry picker.
But this is the 54th floor.
Uh-oh.
Great!
Oh, right. Hey, did you see something fall past the window?
When you said we were going pool hopping, this isn't exactly what I expected. I feel kind of silly here in my swimsuit.
You see what I mean?
Would you step out of the car, please?
Okay, but be sure to listen to KCPR Friday night, December 3rd, for the conclusion of No Mother to Guide Them.
Yeah, I'll do that. Bye now!
Don't forget, Friday, December 3rd at 9, the conclusion of KCPR soap opera. Be sure and listen!
Hey, Smitty, where did we get all these eggs?
From chickens, of course.
Aw, come on, egghead. What are we going to do with all these eggs anyway?
I have just the thing. The IT Egg Drop Contest is coming up on Tuesday, November 30th at 2 o'clock.
Oh, great. Where is it?
It's in the UU Plaza from the second floor balcony. The entry fee is $1 and it's due by November 23rd.
That sounds great. It beats scrambled eggs. Art. Where can I get more information?
From Tim Goodspeed at 541-5836.
Excellent!
Country fans rejoice. The Robert Lee Country Time Show brings you the best in foot-tapping country music every second and fourth Tuesday evening right here on 91 FM. It's the best country music because you'll hear the latest releases from both new stars and established performers, plus all your old favorites. Best because requests are welcome, and best because it's in stereo. The Robert Lee Country Time Show, every second and fourth Tuesday evening from 7 till 9, right here on KCPR, the San Luis Sound.
If you've been following Perimeter Road lately, you know that recent episodes have dealt with things like fraternity initiations.
That's pretty stupid of you, Norma. That was pretty stupid of Thurman to make us leave Alpha Beta Carmen Gia.
That's not Thurman's fault. He told me himself that it was time for hazing.
Survival of the fittest.
Hey, cutie, you're the one from the trunk, huh?
Well, I prefer to call it my home. You know, every Friday and Saturday night, the guys go cruising with me. Somehow I always end up in the trunk.
Sibling rivalries.
That's where my jerk...
Shut up! Shut up, Norma!
And what goes on behind closed doors.
And this is my bed.
excuse us.
Quack.
Join us for Perimeter Road every Tuesday and Thursday morning at 10 minutes before 8 on KCPR, a Nielsen and Oz production.
The Transcendental Meditation Program, Discovering Inner Energy and Overcoming Stress, is the title of a free introductory lecture to be held Wednesday, December 8th, 7:30 p.m. in the community room of Mission Federal Savings and Loan, located at the corner of Choro and Marsh Streets, San Luis Obispo. The lecture will be given by Michael Flammer, a TM program instructor personally qualified by Maharishi Mahesh Yogi, the founder of the TM program. According to Flammer, the Transcendental Meditation program involves a simple mental technique practiced 15 to 20 minutes twice daily that quickly establishes a state of deep relaxation together with increased alertness. Over 400 scientific studies conducted on participants of the TM program throughout the world demonstrate the wide range of benefits, including improved health and better interpersonal relationships, increased learning ability, better job performance, and reduced anxiety and depression. The lecture is the first step in learning the Transcendental Meditation technique and is open to the public. For more information, call 466-7242.
Honey?
Yes, dear?
I just made a request and the DJ laughed at me.
Well, if you'd listened to KCPR, you wouldn't have that problem.
Huh?
KCPR has a show called Sunday by Request with Quick Draw Quaglia.
Well, who's Quick Draw Quaglia?
It's on Sunday night at 9, and it's 2.5 hours of nothing but request music.
Uh-huh.
This Sunday night, we're going to listen to Sunday by Request.
Oh, boy. We can sit by the radio and turn out the lights and eat macaroni.
I hate macaroni.
For the best in classical music, listen to KCPR's Pacific Concert every Monday and Tuesday evening from 5 to 7 p.m. Enjoy Pacific Concert's tasteful selection of the world's finest music. Imagine waltzes by Strauss. Classic Sousa Marches. The William Tell Overture. Tchaikovsky's 1812. All these and more every Monday and Tuesday evening on 91 FM for those with a taste for the classics.
Can your home pass a safety test? Let's see. Do you make it a point never to smoke in bed? Do you avoid overloading electrical outlets? Are you careful to store drugs or dangerous household chemicals out of children's reach?
Yeah, he'll eat it.
Are your stairs and hallways well lit? Is it a rule in your house to keep walkways free of clutter? Well, if you answered no to any of these questions, you may be risking an accident. For your family's safety, take the precautions suggested. A message in the interests of your better health from the American Medical Association.
Everybody get ready! Once again, it's Polly Pogo time. This Friday night, December 4th at 8 p.m. in the Old Library. Everyone's invited to this dance featuring three top area bands.
Make this sport what we say! Rise above, we're gonna rise above!
Now it's by the 12. Shut up and smoke!
Join the Impediments, the G-Spots, and Prime Numbers for an evening of fun, thrills, and excitement. Tickets are only $2 at the door. The Poly Pogo is sponsored by the Graphic Design Club. Friday at 8.
Hey, I want some of that.
That's Yahweh music Saturday and Sunday mornings and Monday evenings.
Can you thank your Jesus? I just wanna be out here.
Lord, you still believe in me, even when I don't believe in you.
Wherever your treasure might be, there will your heart also be.
FM brings you the best in Christian music. Saturday and Sunday mornings, 6 to 9 a.m. and Monday evenings, 7 to 9 p.m. Music with a message.
Why so glum, Jerry? You haven't gotten your final grades yet, have you?
No, it's just that our group is planning a fundraiser and we can't afford to advertise. How are we going to get anyone to show up if no one knows about it?
I guess no one's clued you in about KCPR, have they?
KCPR? Oh yeah, I've heard of that place.
Well, if your group or organization is nonprofit, you can get free airtime on KCPR, Cal Poly's own radio station. A lot of students listen to it, so do a lot of local residents. They don't broadcast club meeting times or anything like that, but if you're planning something special, just fill out an announcement form at the station, give them 2 weeks' notice, and your announcement will be on the air.
Hey, that sounds easy. KCPR, huh? Well, where is it?
Just go to the Graphic Arts Journalism Building on campus. The station's in room 201. Fill out a form and get your message on KCPR 91 FM.
These are my private things.
Like KCPR's Secret Life, a show dedicated to new trends in music. Hi, I'm Dave Norton. On Friday nights, your Secret Life will encounter music from Billy Idol, Missing Persons, and Devo.
I can see you.
Walking in a
little sister, what have you done?
Your Secret Life starts at 6 p.m. on Friday nights and lasts until 9 on the San Luis Sound, 91 FM.
Say, old chap, I would like to inform you about a show on Friday nights that is quite amusing. David Norton is the host of Your Secret Life. He tries to indulge you in new directions of music. With Missing Persons, Devo, R.E.M., Slow Children, The Clash, The English Beat. I really like that one. This excitement begins on Friday nights at 6 p.m. and runs until 9 o'clock. That's Your Secret Life on 91 FM KCPR.
Are you concerned about your eating habits?
Are your friends concerned? Well, the Cal Poly Health Center is sponsoring one-to-one workshops on nutritional education.
Some of the subjects covered will be basic nutrition, nutrition for athletes, and making the most of dining hall food.
And if you're an amphibian or vegetarian, there are meetings for you, too.
Weekly weight control support groups will also be available this quarter. Make an appointment at the Health Center front desk from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m.
As always, there are no charges for nutritional education services.
This is the city, San Luis Obispo. Thousands live here. Some like to rock. At 9 o'clock last Sunday night, a Mr. Quick Draw Quaglia was allegedly playing only request music on KCPR. He kept it up until 11:30. When questioned, he used the term Sunday by request for his motive. We didn't mind. We believe he'll try it again this Sunday, but if he doesn't watch it, we'll have to book him on Murder One, killing boredom on Sunday nights. Please help us foil this quick draw character by witnessing this appalling event this Sunday night at 9, but be careful. Sunday by request could be addicting.
Tired of the same old classics? Well, tune in to KCPR Friday night for some future classics. The name of the show is Future Shock, exploring new trends in music like Bow Wow Wow, Anna Man, and Missing Persons. I'm Evan, your host for Future Shock. Join me Friday night from 7 to 9 on 91 KCPR.
Hey, bud, let's party.
Yeah, and a great way to do that is to have KCPR boosters provide the music for you.
KCPR, that sounds bogus, man. Can I handle the tunes or what?
Come on, get out of here. Get a load of this.
Walking in a LA. Walking in a LA.
Bye, goodbye, goodbye. Bye, goodbye, goodbye, goodbye.
Well, what do you think so far?
Righteous tunes, man.
Hey, yeah, the KCPR boosters provide the music, equipment, the DJs, and everything for a really great party.
No, gnarly, man.
Hey!
Uh-huh. I'm tubing on this music, man. Let's sign them up.
Hey, no sweat. Just give KCPR boosters a call at 544-4640.
ASI Concerts, in association with Rocking Chair Productions, presents Oingo Boingo with special guest Jack Mack and the Heart Attack. That's Sunday, January 30th at 8 p.m. This will be a dance concert in Cal Poly's main gym, so we'll be looking for your tennis shoes. Advance tickets are $8.75 for students, $9.75 for generals, and a dollar more at the door. Tickets are on sale beginning Thursday, January 20th at the usual slow outlets and in the University Union.
I think you're better off starting dead.
You must be at least age 18 or have a valid Cal Poly ID. Proof of age is required at the door. Please no drinks, smokes, or flash photography. Boingo Boingo with Jack Mack in a dance concert Sunday, January 30th. ASI Concerts thanks you for your cooperation.
This is Gene King for your Better Business Bureau. If cool weather winds are blowing chilling air through cracks and crevices in your home, you might want to attack with a tube of household caulk. And there are many types available, but which will work best depends on where you plan to use it. Applying caulk is a fairly simple do-it-yourself job if you follow these tips. First, make sure to clean the surface. The caulk will adhere better if you wipe out the crevice with a clean, dry cloth and make sure it's free of water, grease, dirt, and oil. Now, if you're trying to fill a deep space, first fill the crack with a piece of wood or cotton or some other substance, and then apply the caulk. To make a smooth, even line, pull the tube slowly across the surface. And finally, when it's dried, trim the excess with a sharp knife. And also, keep a small fire extinguisher on hand in case of a sudden accident. A tip from your Better Business Bureau.
I'm lost and lonely, scared and sad, trembling at the thought of making you mad. My love is yours, but at times you're so cold. If life's like this, take me before I grow old.
Joey was an amused child. At 10, he was disrupting his third grade class with practical jokes. At 14, he was performing at the comedy club. At 16, he was performing to sold-out crowds around the world. At 17, he was an alcoholic. At 18, he was a has-been. Joey was an amused child, and that amusement led to his ultimate worthlessness as a human being. If his amusement had been prevented, he could have been a productive member of society like James Watt or Phyllis Schlafly, who were never amused as children.
Joy in the abused child's fight, put an end to their sleepless night.
Message from the Ad Council and the National Committee for the Prevention of Child Abuse. Are you having trouble with your sex life? Do people ask you to do strange things in public bathrooms? Do you have a strange relationship with your mother? Are you into sex with toddlers? Do you have unusually perverse desires? Do you have decidedly perverse fetishes?
Warm leather ass.
Do you have incredibly large genitals?
Ooh, what a lucky man.
No matter what your problem, the Moral Majority Sex Clinic can help you. Whether you want a hand, a hussy, a homo, or a heifer, our church laboratory-tested treatments of abstinence, celibacy, and self-flagellation is just the thing to cure anyone of non-marital or non-procreative sexual desires. For more information, just give us a call at 541-DON'T.
This is news for your Better Business Bureau. Well, it all starts with an innocent knock, 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 but if you fall for it, the joke's on you. Unless you grew up on a farm, you may not know that nature has its own way of revealing a melon's sweetness. Just look for the vertical lines on the skin of the melon. The more lines, called sugar lines, it has, the sweeter tasting it'll be. You can check for freshness by bouncing your choice on the ground. And if they're soft and springy with good bounce, and they return firmly to shape after you slap the handle against your palm, then, frankly, the chances are you've picked a good melon. But unless you have the right equipment, you might as well be finger painting. But if it passes the needle test, check the bottom. Resin will indicate freshness.
If the melons don't smoke or melt, they really should be safe for use.
Now, check the energy label before buying. Compare warranties. A tip from your Better Business Bureau.
Thank you.
MP. These prices are ridiculous.
Well, you can't get it anywhere else.
Have you been to the Cage lately?
Hey, Buster, I'm clean.
No, the Cage. It's an inexpensive student-run craft store on the UU's bottom level. They've got parts for bike repairs, like ball bearings, patch kits, and brake cables.
Patch kits and ball bearings?
They also sell clay, butcher paper, and supplies for silk screening, jewelry making, ceramics, and a whole lot more.
I never heard of a clay butcher.
I don't have to take these prices. I'm going to the Cage today.
The Cage, huh?
Let's get into physical.
You too can get physical Monday through Thursday nights from 5 to 7 p.m. with the Cal Poly Gymnastics Club.
Body, body.
These gymnastic workouts, which are held at Crandall Gym, are open to those who would like to learn gymnastics or just simply improve their bodies. So haul your body on down to the gym and sign up. Want more information? Call Christopher Summer at 549-0117.
KCPR is your place for live music every Saturday night at 9 as 91 FM presents The Rock Show. I'm your host, JP, and I'll be filling you in on the latest in the California concert scene, as well as playing some of your favorite songs in concert. Your suggestions are always welcome, and you'll be able to enjoy some of your favorite stage personalities.
Just Wubba Gubba with the green teeth. Let me in.
Everything all right in the critics section?
We'll rock and roll for you. Come on.
Sounds like holy Wisconsin!
So join me every Saturday night at 9, and you'll be front row center for some great live music on KCPR's Rock Show.
So, you've always wanted to be a Week of Welcome counselor, but you never knew what Week of Welcome was all about.
WOW, as it is known, is run entirely by volunteers and is recognized as being the largest and the best orientation program in the entire country.
Of course, a famous program like WOW doesn't just happen. It takes special people.
That's what the WOW counselors are here for.
Being a WOW counselor is no easy job. You've got to know things like where the air conditioning building is, who to talk to about financial aid, and just exactly how many steps there are at the library.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
Good try. You should also be acquainted with everything at Cal Poly, from the Learning Assistance Center to Poly Royal to how to sign up for an intramural team.
Hello?
Hello, what's an intramural?
I'm sorry, I can't answer that. I'm not a WOW counselor.
Oh.
Fortunately, WOW counselors are made, not born. The first thing you need to do if you'd like to be part of all this craziness is to attend a training workshop. The workshop is required and will be held on Saturday, February 26th at 12 noon in Chumash Auditorium in the University Union.
Wow! Hey! Isn't that exciting?
Be there.
What are they doing? They're filling their buckets for a car wash on Saturday, February 26th at the Madonna Road, Texaco. For only $1, you can have your car washed by Yosemite Tower 6. And best of all, you can smash our car, too. That's right, February 26th at the Madonna Road, Texaco. While we wash your car, you smash ours.
Hey, Dennis, what's the matter with your bike?
This thing's all worn out, and I'm just not a very crafty person.
Did you know that you can learn about bike repair at the University Union Craft Center?
No, really?
Yeah, they also have classes in quilting, stained glass, woodwork, and drawing.
Yeah, and I suppose you're going to tell me they have hand bookbinding, too.
You're right, they do. Just sign up at the Union or call 546-1266. Hey, where you going?
I'm going to the Craft Center to add some years to these gears.
Are you thinking about those summertime blues?
Would you consider studying abroad?
Oh, my.
The University of New Orleans is proud to offer its 10th annual summer school program in Innsbruck, Austria. This learning experience has been recognized as the largest American university program in Europe.
Increase your cultural awareness with more than 70 courses offered in 19 different academic fields. All courses are taught in English and relate to Austria and Central Europe.
Admission is open to students at both graduate and undergraduate levels from any college or university, as well as the general public. students have a chance to earn up to 10 hours of class credit.
This Austrian summer study program is limited to 250 participants, so request information now from the University of New Orleans, Box 1315, New Orleans, Louisiana 70148.
Hey, Lionel, what are you doing this Friday night?
Oh, I don't know. I'm bored and burned out with the nightclub scene and the same old record parties.
Then I've got a great idea.
Huh, sure you do. What is it, another bar?
No, it's a Stray Cat Strut.
Sounds like it could be fun. What is it?
It's a dance in the Cuesta College old gymnasium.
A dance, huh? Who's playing?
City Limits. They're the hottest new band around, starting at 9 o'clock.
City Limits? I've heard about those guys. Don't they play all the latest songs from the best new rock and roll groups?
You got it.
How much does it cost?
Only $1 for you, since you've got a student ID. $2 if you don't.
Oh, yeah? How old do you have to be to get in?
Just old enough to dance, that's all. Bring your friends. It's going to be lots of fun.
The Stray Cat Strut, huh? At the Cuesta Gym Friday night at 9.
Yeah, it's a benefit for the Cuesta Broadcast Club.
I think I'll go to that. That sounds like a good idea.
Hey, you know I'll be there for sure.
Have you been misinformed about sports? Have other local radio stations not had the Cal Poly Sports updates when you wanted it? Well, here at KCPR, twice daily we update all Cal Poly Sports as well as the national sports scene. We keep you informed about sports, give you stories from the NBA hotline, and even have live interviews with coaches and players. So if you're interested in sports and want to hear it first, then tune us in at 1210 and 510 every day. That's the Cal Poly Sports Report on 91 Sports Radio, KCPR.
A celebration is coming to San Luis Obispo. That's a solid rock celebration at Grace Church. You too can rock out with the best in local Christian rock artists, featuring groups like Promise, T. Blair, and Billy Largent, and many more. That's this Friday at 7 p.m. at Grace Church on the corner of Oso Street and Pismo. Admission is free and everyone is welcome. Bring a friend.
Another night of TV.
I wonder what's happening at the Craft Center.
Did I hear someone mention the Craft Center?
Well, sort of. Who are you?
I'm Gene Mancebo, champion of the oppressed, fighter of boredom, and chairman of the UU Craft Center.
You seem to enjoy your work.
Come on, I'll show you.
Watch it. Where are you taking me?
See all these people? They're working on the medieval craft fair coming up May 19th and 20th.
Not very many of them, are there?
No, and that's why I need your help. I want you to go forth and spread the word that the Craft Center will be building a medieval village on the Dexter Library lawn May 19th and 20th.
You want me to what?
Tell as many people as you can. The more people involved, the more fun will be had by all. Will you help me, fair maiden? Will you tell the people about the crafts, the food, the jousting demonstration?
No.
Well, will you at least give the phone number?
All right. For more information on the Medieval Craft Fair, May 19th and 20th, call the Craft Center at 546-1266.
Oh, gee. Oh, golly. Help, help. I'm tied to the railroad tracks and the train is coming, and I broke my fingernail. Help, help.
Whoa, big fella. Whoa, Silva. Whoa, helpless creature.
Well, hello, tall, dark, and handsome. Who are you?
Well, don't you listen to the radio? I'm the Lone Ranger, preserver of justice in the Old West.
The Lone Ranger? I've never heard of you.
Well, you just listen to KCPR Sunday nights at 11:30 for the original Lone Ranger show. Well, young thing, I'd best hit the trail. Come on, horsey. Hi-oh, Silver! Away!
Who was that masked man?
Be sure to listen to The Lone Ranger this Sunday night at 11:30, right here on KCPR.
Do you like being knocked off your bicycle or moped by a car? Or what about being attacked at night while walking through the parking lot? These and other exciting activities will be the focus for the Cal Poly Public Safety Department's Awareness Drive. Volunteers are needed to educate community residents of safety precautions, hazards that exist on campus, and benefits for those who have been victimized. This is an excellent opportunity to let your voice be heard and to have an impact on campus safety. For more info, call the Cal Poly Public Safety Department at 546-2281.
How would you like to help the Sisters of Kappa Delta fight child abuse and have a good time doing it? then get up to the University Union for Kappa Delta's Great Legs Contest. Great thighs. You'll see great thighs and more, and you'll be helping San Luis Obispo Child Protective Services to help abused and neglected children and their parents. A 25-cent donation lets you cast your vote for the most gorgeous pair of legs in San Luis Obispo. The contest runs every day this week from 10 in the morning until 2 in the afternoon in the University Union Plaza. Stop by and check out the leg.
Oh, beautiful.
Naked Eyes is riding the wave of the recent influx of synthesizer music from the UK. Their cover of Burt Bacharach's Always Something There to Remind Me is a smash hit, but their original works are perhaps more impressive. This Sunday night at 8 p.m. to hear Naked Eyes on KCPR's album review.
This Saturday night, KCPR and Retro Rock bring you
The Great King Band.
Interviews and music from Greg Kin.
Public Enemy number one. This is an outrage.
Synth and punk and new wave were stinky names, let's face it.
Retro Rock.
Saturday night at 8 p.m. Be sure to catch Greg Kin.
There's nothing left we can do. Me and you.
Only on 91 KCPR.
Art Park, a new summer arts camp, will be open to children of ages 7 through 14. Classes include music, mime, theater, crafts, creative writing, poetry, painting, and pottery. It will begin June 13th and run for 4 weeks. Art Park is sponsored jointly by the Atascadero branch of American Association of University Women and the San Luis Obispo Arts Council. If you wish your children to participate in adventure in the arts, please call 466-3868 for more information.
So there you are. In the closet. Or maybe you're out and very lonely. Well, you don't have to be lonely. In fact, Cal Poly's Gay Student Union has helped many people over the years, and a little fellowship may be just what you need. Of course, it's not all talk, you know. Together with the GSU, you can share in such illicit activities as roller skating parties, potluck dinners, and just plain rap sessions. It is a good way to meet people. So meetings are on Mondays, and why not check it out? The GSU. It's not for everybody. But then neither are you.
That's the sound of the Cal Poly campus 2 years ago. Hi, I'm Schmidt from security. You know, back then a girl couldn't even step outside at night without fear of being accosted. That's changed now, thanks to the Interfraternity Council's escort service. Now a girl can be escorted all over campus without fear of being attacked. And that sure makes it a lot easier on us boys down here at security. Thanks a lot, guys.
Well, gang, school's almost over.
What? Over? Did you say over? Nothing is over until we decide it is. Was it over when the Germans bombed Pearl Harbor? Hell no!
But John, this is school we're talking about.
Sorry.
You know, looking back, there were quite a few memories this year.
Food fight!
And what about registration?
But that's a wild feeling, because unlike any sexual experience, you don't really know what's going on.
And you know, we've all been experiencing that feeling of the summer spirit.
It's something that's inside our bodies and it just wants to get out.
And as everyone always says, have a fun summer and stay out of trouble.
Boy, do I hear you, sis. From now on, it's strictly good, clean fun.
For me and my uvula.
Well, it's time for us to go.
Aw, shucks.
So from Dave Mason.
And Don Rangel.
And the rest of the gang at KCPR.
Have a great summer and see you here at school next fall. Get away. Bye, goodbye, 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 goodbye,
goodbye, goodbye. Hello?
Hello.
Who is this? Is this another obscene phone call? This is the third one this week. I can't stand it when you use words like and then and this one guy called up the other day and said, can you believe it? He had the nerve to say.
No matter what you use your phone for, Pacific Telephone would like to remind you to disconnect your service if you're leaving town this summer.
You really can help keep your phone costs down just by returning your rental telephone when you discontinue your service.
Whoa! Give me that! Give me that! Give me that!
Pacific Telephone now bills you for any rental telephones not returned at the time of disconnection. You may return your telephones to 994 Mill Street, San Luis Obispo, June 6th through 10th and June 13th between the hours of 8:30 a.m. and 5 p.m.
This is Consumer Alert with some information from your State Department of Food and Agriculture about controlling snails in your yards and gardens. Not only is this year's rainfall setting records around the state, it is also producing record numbers of snails. One reason for this is that the normal snail baits that would be used this time of year are ineffective in wet weather, so the snails can reproduce without hindrance. Until your yards and gardens dry out, about all you can do is to handpick the snails and slugs and get rid of them that way. One trick many people use is to set pieces of wood around the yard so that the snails and slugs can crawl under them in the daytime to hide. All you have to do then is to lift the wood up and scrape the creatures off. Another trick is to set shallow pans of beer around the yard. They seem to love the stuff, and when they crawl into the beer, they can't crawl out and they drown. Of course, you may also eat the snails. That's right. The snails here in California, Helix aspersa, are the same snails that are prized as escargot. Just collect them, put them in a lidded pot with a little cornmeal for about 3 days, and then cook them up. Check your cookbook for recipes and sauces. As the saying goes, if you can't beat them, eat them. This is Dick Thompson for Consumer Alert. Come in.
Oh, hello.
Don't sound so surprised. You did invite me to dinner.
I did? Just a few more ingredients. Where is that darn measuring cup? Oh, there it was. Go ahead, sit down. So how was your day?
Well, the health center told me I need to lose some weight.
Oh, how much flour should I add?
10 pounds I need to lose.
Gee, that's a lot of flour. Well, okay.
But the nutrition educators at the health center gave me some great dieting advice. You know, they really know their stuff. I need to lose some weight, but they'll also help with weight gain programs, nutritious meal plannings, how to eat well on a college budget, how to be a healthy vegetarian.
Are you a vegetarian?
You know, I'll bet you could go into there with almost any question about nutrition.
Anything? Do you think they could help me with this recipe?
Well, they might. Go down to the health center and make an appointment. You'd be surprised at all the ways you could improve your eating habits.
Where's that old shoe?
So, when's dinner?
It's ready. Here, have a bite.
Oh, I think you need to go down to the health center and talk to a nutrition educator fast. Then invite me to dinner.
Gee, I knew I left the ketchup out of the frosting.
Good morning. This is KCPR San Luis Obispo beginning another broadcast day. KCPR is licensed to the Office of the President of California Polytechnic State University at San Luis Obispo. KCPR transmits at a frequency of 91.3 megahertz and our 2,000-watt stereo transmitter is located on Radio Hill near Highland Drive. The studios and offices of KCPR are located in room 201 of the Graphic Arts Building on the Cal Poly campus, and some of the programs you'll hear today have been electronically transcribed for broadcast at a more convenient time. Thank you for choosing KCPR.
This is KCPR San Luis Obispo. KCPR is licensed to the Office of the President of California Polytechnic State University in San Luis Obispo.
KCPR operates on 91.3 megahertz with an effective radiated power of 2 kilowatts as authorized by the FCC in Washington, D.C. Some of the programs you heard today were delayed by means of electrical transcriptions.
or tape recordings, so that they may be brought to you at a more convenient time. And now from the staff and management of FM 91, we extend to each of you
a very pleasant good night and good morning from KCPR.
When you're voting on your favorite animal, it's unlikely that the bat will win any prizes. Actually, bats are very helpful because of the quantity of insects they eat in the house.
But they can be a health hazard and can damage the building and furniture.
The way to keep these varmints out is to seal up their holes after they've left for the evening. Most bats tend to leave about 15 minutes after sunset, although some species don't leave until after dark.
Get a head start on bat-proofing by identifying and sealing most of the exits, except your own, during the day, leaving only one or two to be closed at night.
You might try to batten down the hatches with one-way doors the size of a nickel, since a hole that size is all it takes for them to feel at home.
Or try plugging the holes with caulking, weather stripping, or insulation, and cover air vents with wire screening.
This is 91 KCPR, and you've got Dawn here playing music for you for the rest of the afternoon. We just heard from Gary Myrick, and she talks in stereo. And another one of my favorite Police songs, the title was Darkness. Stay tuned, we've got English Beat coming up next.
Oh my God, now what are you doing?
Well, I am concerned about excess radiation from the microwave oven, so I'm installing a satellite dish in the center of the kitchen to reflect the gamma rays back into the oven.
Gamma rays? There's no gamma rays in a microwave oven. It's electromagnetic energy, like radio waves.
Electromagnetism, exactly. That's why I mounted the alternator from the station wagon next to the Cuisinart.
Oh, really? And why is there aluminum foil on the can opener?
Well, I guess I got carried away. You see, I read that microwaves stick to metal objects.
No, they don't. They bounce off metal objects. That's why they stay in the oven. There's a booklet that tells about it that the government put out.
We need to be protected. Stand back. I'm ready to fire up the solar converter.
Wow. Your hair is glowing the exact same color as a mosquito zapper.
Maybe we should send for that booklet you were talking about. What's the address?
It's Microwave Oven from Consumer Focus, Pueblo, Colorado, 81009.